Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by LGZ for all your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, it's back to school today, and that also means it's game week for high school football teams here around the state. And Radio Iowa has released their first high school football poll here for the 2015 season, and that was released at the end of last week. In Class 4A, Lewis Central comes in as the 10th-ranked team in the poll. West Des Moines Valley is the top-ranked squad there in 4A. In Class 3A, top-ranked team is Pella. And then also in the poll at number 7 is Creston. Coming in at number 8 is Carroll. And number 10 ranked is Harlan at the start of the season. In Class 2A, the top-ranked team is North Fayette Valley. No other local teams there in that poll. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina, the top-ranked team. And AHSTW comes in at number 7 at the start of the season in Class 1A. And in Class A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is the top-ranked squad. Third-ranked is Logan Magnolia, and fourth-ranked is Audubon. That sets up a nice first-week showdown there between AHSTW, 7th-ranked in 1A, and Audubon, who is fourth-ranked in Class A. And in eight-man football play, West Bend Mallard is the top-ranked squad. Coon Rapids Baird comes in at number 3. Glidden Ralston ranked number 6, and Fremont Mills is ranked 10th, last year's runner-up there at the bottom of the top 10 in the first poll released by Radio Iowa here this season. Of course, we'll have high school football coming up for you at the end of the week, as well as we'll have our season underway with an 8-man game as Exira EHK takes on Nishnabotna and open up their season. In baseball yesterday, a game you heard in the afternoon on KJN, Michael Wacha pitched 6 solid innings and Stephen Piscotty homered twice and drove in 5 runs to help the St. Louis Cardinals avoid a 3-game sweep by beating the San Diego Padres 10-3 Sunday. Jason Hayward had 3 hits as St. Louis averted getting swept for the first time this season. Wacha got his 4th straight win, allowing 1 run and 4 hits while striking out 3 and walking 2. After being shut out on Saturday night, the Cardinals scored 4 in the first against rookie Colin Ray, who was making his 3rd major league start. San Diego made 2 errors in the first inning, and the Cardinals capitalized with 3 hits, including Piscotty's 2-run triple. Ray struggled early and made a throwing error in the first that contributed to the Cardinals' rally. The 25-year-old Ray gave up 5 runs, 4 earned over 4 innings. The Cardinals have also recalled infielder Greg Garcia from AAA Memphis on Saturday. Left-handed pitcher Tyler Lyons was optioned to Memphis following Saturday night's game at San Diego as well. Garcia, who's 25 years old, was batting .294 with 36 RBIs through 94 games for Memphis, primarily playing at shortstop this season. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague action, it was Houston over the Dodgers 3-2 in 10 innings of play. In the American League, Cleveland topped the Yankees 4-3, Texas 4-2 over Detroit, Kansas City beat Boston 8-6, Minnesota got by Baltimore 4-3 in 12 innings, Toronto beat the Angels 12-5, it was Oakland over Tampa Bay 8-2, Seattle beat the White Sox 8-6, National League play, it was Arizona over Cincinnati 4-0, Philadelphia shut out Miami 2-0, Washington a winner over Milwaukee 9-5, the Cubs beat Atlanta 9-3, Mets were 5-1 winners over Colorado, and Pittsburgh beat San Francisco 5-2. Pacific Coast League play yesterday, Omaha beat Sacramento 4-3 to end that road trip. Today's game, see Fresno at Iowa at Principal Park at a 6:35 start time, and Sacramento is at Omaha at Warner Park for a 7:05 start time here this evening. In other sporting news, Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm announced on Saturday that the school and freshman guard Nick Noskowiak have agreed to mutually part ways. And Prohm said that Nick informed us Friday night of his decision to step away from basketball, and we agree that it's in his best interest and the best interest of Iowa State for us to mutually part. We appreciate his effort when he was with us and wish him and his family the best in the future. And Noskowiak said that I have decided to step away from the Iowa State men's basketball program. I wish Coach Prohm, my former coaches and teammates, the best of luck in the future, and I appreciate the opportunity they gave me to be a part of their team. Iowa senior wide receiver Tavon Smith says he is developing good chemistry with junior quarterback C.J. Beathard. The senior from Toronto is the Hawkeyes' top returning receiver after making 43 catches in 2014, including 3 touchdowns. Coming off a disappointing 7-6 record a year ago, the expectations for the Hawkeyes are low, but Smith says he does not mind them being under the radar. With Kevontae Martin-Manley gone from last year's team, Smith becomes the leader of the receiving corps. The Hawkeyes open at home on September 5th against Illinois State. Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes says the Cyclones' offensive line continues to impress. The Cyclones broke camp on Saturday night by conducting their second major scrimmage. Rhodes admits he's concerned about a lack of depth right now. With 2-a-days complete, the Cyclones begin a regular practice schedule as they prepare for the September 5th opener against UNI. In other sporting news, Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson left Green Bay's exhibition game against Pittsburgh in the first quarter yesterday with a potentially serious left knee injury. Nelson caught a career-high 98 passes in 2014 while making the Pro Bowl for the first time. He will be reevaluated in Green Bay today, but it is believed he may have a torn ACL. For the first time since preseason polls began in 1950, Ohio State is the unanimous number one pick in the AP poll. The defending national champs got all 61 first-place votes from the media panel. TCU is number two, followed by Alabama, Baylor, and Michigan State. Davis Love III has won the Wyndham Championship to become the third oldest winner in PGA Tour history, while Tiger Woods' season came to an abrupt end. The 51-year-old Love closed with a 664 for a one-stroke victory over third-round leader Jason Gore. Woods needed a win to earn a spot in the FedEx Cup playoffs opener next week, but he fired a 70 to finish four back. IndyCar driver Justin Wilson was in a coma in critical condition Sunday night after sustaining a head injury during a race that afternoon at Pocono Raceway. Wilson was injured when hit by a large piece of debris that broke off a car in the crash-filled race. IndyCar released the information on Wilson's condition Sunday night and said he was undergoing further evaluation. And Southern California football coach Steve Sarkisian has issued a written apology for his behavior in inappropriate language at a team event Saturday night. Several people who attended the event took to Twitter afterward to say that the second-year Trojans coach appeared to be drunk while using profane language and praising his team. Athletic Director Pat Hayden said he spoke to Sarkisian privately about his behavior. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.